The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on this Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. The time is 7:05. And today in the North Valley, you can expect sunny skies and warm temperatures with a high of 79 and a low of 52. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny and 82 with a low of 54. By Thursday, it looks like it's going to be sunny once again. Temperatures right around 81. With partly cloudy skies for Thursday night and for Friday, things are going to change again back to rain in the North Valley. I don't know if we're going to get a break from this rain. I'm just so ready for sunny weather. Now, Friday night, a chance of showers, more the same for Saturday and sunny for Sunday. Hopefully, cross your fingers, and a high of 64 and a low of 45, then sunny for Monday with a high of 71. So at least for the next few days, enjoy the sunshine, get outside. Take advantage of it. Head to Turtle Bay. Speaking of Turtle Bay, this morning I have a special guest with me, Lisa Endicott. She is the Horticulture Education and Nursery Manager at Turtle Bay. Did I get that right?
Yes, you got that right.
Well, wonderful. Well, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Now, I can just imagine how busy Turtle Bay must be these days. You have so much happening.
There is so much going on right now. Over in the museum, we have amazing pollinators. In the gardens, we have glowing wild. And this weekend, we had the beginning of our spring plant sale, started this Friday and Saturday. And I'm here to talk about continuing sale prices through the end of next month.
Wonderful. And, you know, that big event, Glowing Wild.
Yes.
Now, that's been open now for about, what, a week or two now? I think we're going on the second week.
Yes, we're going on the second week.
And tickets are available. Where can they buy them?
They can buy them online at glowingwild.org, or you can go to turtlebay.org, and you'll see a button that'll take you there. Prices are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and then if you're a Turtle Bay member, you get $5 off of that.
That is great. And I know Turtle Bay membership are at great prices right now.
Yes, they are. And memberships pay for themselves in no time. Between plant sale discounts and other perks of membership, parties, discounts, etc., membership pays for itself.
Wonderful. And how much are memberships?
Memberships for families are $105. For individual, they're $75. And if you're senior, you get $10 off of each of those levels. And if you're an individual, you always get to bring your buddy with you for free.
That is terrific. Now, I didn't realize how big Turtle Bay is until I actually read about it. And it's, what, 300 acres?
300 acres. 200 acres of that is our arboretum, which is the big Sacramento River Trail loop out past the Sundial Bridge, on the north side of the Sundial Bridge. It's such a nice walk. It's beautiful out there. That's 200 acres. And the rest of the acreage is 25 acres for the botanical gardens, and then the rest is on the other side of the bridge, over by Sheraton Hotel around the museum. So that's another, oh my gosh, I have to do math. That's another
hey, you're
75.
Talking to the wrong person here.
Another 75 acres over there.
That is absolutely terrific. You can take your bike.
Yes.
You can rollerblade.
Yes.
You know, and you can just get out and enjoy it. And it's not just like for me. I think of going out there, it's for every age.
Yes.
There's something to do for everyone, especially, you know, the kids.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me about what's available for children there.
There's so much available for children. Amazing Pollinators is, it's an in-person game. It's an analog game, not digital. It's analog. You get to pick what pollinator you want to be, and you go through the exhibit and find out what happens to you in all of these situations as that pollinator.
You're serious?
I'm serious.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet, and I'm really excited.
Yeah.
So you can, as a pollinator, you would do if you're pollinating?
Yes. What happens in these various situations? So that's really awesome. And then the during the day, glowing wild, the lanterns are still there. Mm-hmm. They're not nearly as magical. As soon as it gets dark, wow, it's amazing. Because you can see all the armatures and all of the behind the scenes stuff during the day, but it's still magical. I had a field trip of first graders and we were talking about plant adaptations. I didn't really have their attention because they were looking around at all of the lanterns and all of the, but they really enjoyed it. And even when we don't have lanterns, there, kids really enjoy a lot of the aspects of the gardens, and you can bring your fur family members.
Oh, you can?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. In the gardens and in the nursery. Yes, we invite you to bring your fur friends.
That
with
is
you.
Wonderful. Oh, great. And they have to be on a leash.
Oh, yes.
They have to be on a leash.
They really do. That's something that we don't have in other places at Turtle Bay, but that gives you such a nice walk. And we have regulars that walk the trails, walk the bridge, and walk the gardens every day with their family fur members.
That is terrific. Now, if you're wondering, if you haven't been, I don't know how you could not have gone there, but if you're new to town, if you're visiting, and because the weather's changing, and this is when everybody, family and friends come to town, especially, you know, around Easter and after.
Yes.
Now's the time to go take them to Turtle Bay. For some, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Mm-hmm. You can stroll across this incredible bridge. The architecture is amazing. And the park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive. Now, once again, I would like to thank Lisa Endicott for being here today. And we do have another special guest, Allison Boyer, the marketing coordinator.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Good morning. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. And we were just talking just a few minutes ago about the Glowing Wild and, you know, just talking about how much fun it is. Can you fill us in a little bit more about that event?
Yes. Glowing Wild is an incredible lantern festival in our gardens. It's illuminated and beautiful. You can see it during the day where you can just walk through with your dogs, which is great. But at night, it's a completely different experience. There's performances, there's music, there's delicious food. It's honestly so transformative. As soon as the sun goes down, it's just a whole other thing.
And I absolutely love the one that they do around Christmas. And I know this is, it's because it is, you know, all lit up at night, it has that feel, but it's completely different than the one that you took a stroll through during Christmas. I mean, you think about the lights and everything, but it is, once again, it's a totally separate event that is happening. And how long is it going on for?
It runs now through May 26th, and it's like 6 to 10. So it's a little bit later than Garden of Lights.
Because it gets dark.
Yeah.
A little bit later.
A little bit later.
And it's great.
Yeah.
It is just absolutely fabulous. I know, you know, we really enjoy the Christmas event and the Garden of Lights. And this, once again, it is a completely different type of event.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth the price of admission. And how much, we talked a minute ago about the price because it's very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How much is it?
I actually don't know off the top of my head. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had to answer this question at the plant sale this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I had to answer that question at the plant sale this weekend, so I have it memorized.
Okay.
So it's $20 for adults, $10 or $15 for children, and then if you're a Turtle Bay member, you get $5 off of each of those prices. And little ones, little toddlers, of course, are free. Mm-hmm. So, and that's who you're going for.
Exactly. I don't go for a walk. I go for a drag with my grandkids. Like, come on, Grandma. I'm trying. I really am, kids. But it's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's like, what's that? And it's new. And every time you go, I believe this is what happened as well when, you know, during the holidays, that you see something new you missed maybe last time.
Absolutely.
So going through multiple times, totally worth it.
Yes.
Totally worth it. Okay, so we're going to go to commercial break, but stick around because coming up we're going to talk about the sale, the planet sale that's coming up. We'll talk about, how about all those people that showed up for the eclipse yesterday? That was a very big
deal. So great.
And it's the Week of the Young Child through April 13th. And First Five is teaming up with the National Association for the Education of Young Children with lots of events, including a pop-up story time. And so all that and more. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny with a high of 79 and a low of 52. And with me this morning our producer, Ben. Good morning, Ben. What is today?
Good morning. Today is Tuesday. Would you like to know the national day?
Yes, that's why I'm asking. What is the national day today?
The national day is National Unicorn Day.
National Unicorn Day? Oh, I love unicorns. Oh, what fun. Okay, hey, thank you so much, Ben. Thank you for your hard work this morning and the great music as well. I'm happy you are here. I have some special guests this morning back on track, and we have some folks from Turtle Bay with us today. Lisa Endicott, the Horticulture Education and Nursery Manager from Turtle Bay, and Allison Boyer, the Marketing Coordinator. Ladies, once again, thank you for coming today. I know you're super busy. You've got another one coming up at, 8:30, so we'll see how much we can cram in right now. And there's all kinds of special things happening at Turtle Bay, and you have this incredible sale coming up. Tell us about it.
Yes, we do. We had the first weekend of the sale was Friday and Saturday, and we don't advertise it till afterward. We did that one year, and not as many people showed up when we had people to answer questions and whatnot. So we stealthily wait till after the plant sale and say, hey, it keeps going. But it goes through the end of May. So the sale prices are, the public gets our member discount year-round, which is 20% off, and our members get 30% off.
That is really good.
It's excellent. It is really, really good. So I think of it as more savings for more plants. You know, you take that percentage and go, oh, I can buy this many more plants. Yay.
that's me. Oh, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, but we focus on drought-tolerant plants and California native plants. Plants that will, even though we've had all of this luscious rain, that will make it through our dry summers without very much water at all. And some of them, actually a lot of them, once they're established, don't need any water during the summer.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I mean, if you take a look around our hillsides and around Redding, we're beautiful green hillsides, and all those plants, we propagate those plants, we grow those plants that are happy, like redbud and ceanothus and manzanita, different types of manzanita. It's not the kind that you see on the hillsides, different type that aren't quite so humongous. we propagate plants that will be happy here, where they're growing, adapted to grow here. And so we also have Mediterranean climate plants, like plants from the Mediterranean basin. That's 15 countries on three continents, and Australia and South Africa and Chile and places that have the same kind of climate that we do.
That is wonderful. I thought you just focused on native plants, but I didn't know that they were from pretty much all over.
Yes. Yes. Our largest group of plants, of drought-tolerant plants, are natives. Because there are some people who are pure, you know, they're purists, and they only want California natives. And we hear them. We're not. We're more generalists. We like everything. But we have a lot of folks who just want California natives in their gardens and want pollinator plants. And so that's another focus of ours, is pollinator plants. We have pollinators that are on the decline. So our gardens, our home gardens, are important. They're not just a little fun place for us to enjoy. They're important for pollinators and wildlife.
Now, if I wanted to go to the sale, when is it open?
We're open from 9 to 1, Wednesday through Saturday, year-round.
Okay, the sale. When is this? The sale?
The sale is going through the end of May.
Okay.
But our when we are open is Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 1.
Okay, so you can buy plants anytime.
Yes.
They're just not on sale, you know, except during exclusive times of the year.
Right, right.
Okay, that's my question is, when is it open? When are the plants for sale? And what is the end date on your sale?
May 31st.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
May 31st.
Sure. I knew eventually I'd get there.
Yeah. May 31st. And then we have a fall sale also that starts the first weekend in October. So when it's cooling down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when is the best time, I guess my question is, to start preparing to plant? Or is it just like any time of the year? It doesn't really matter.
Oh, it sure matters.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Oh, yeah. Okay, tell me more. Because yes, I don't know all of these details. Yeah. I have a brown thumb. I wish, and I love to plant, and I don't mind replanting.
Uh-huh.
I just think I could be better. And so if somebody had questions, can they come and ask you?
Oh, that's what we're here for.
Okay.
Whether or not people buy plants from us, they can pick up the phone, ask us questions. We have a contact us box on our nursery website. In fact, marketing made a wonderful website, standalone website for our nursery, so people could find us as a nursery. So it's turtlebaynursery.org.
And are there some plants that can help with, like, mosquitoes and other, you know, bugs that kind of help that?
Not necessarily. Not if you don't, you know, make sure and dump out all of your 2 inches of water that's in a bucket. So it's habitat too for those things. So for the plants, the mosquito plants, you'd need like a whole acre. As plants, you know,
okay.
you're not getting the oils out of them and all of that as
okay.
plants.
I just didn't know if there was something magical because when I go out, I'm thinking, you know, do I have to light a candle? I wonder if there's a plant I could use. Okay, so you have over 300 acres that mm-hmm. you can check out mm-hmm. at the
yes.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park. The sale is on through
the end of May.
The end of May, uh-huh. So you have plenty of time to go out. And they replenish those. And I went there the other day,
yeah.
and they had quite a few people working out front in mm-hmm. the main office. Now, are those volunteers? Or
of the main office of Turtle Bay?
Of Turtle Bay, yes.
We do have volunteers for our nursery. We rely on volunteers. We have over 10,000 plants at any one time, and those get moved up from little baby cuttings into those pots by our volunteers.
And if somebody wanted to volunteer, how do they do that?
I think the easiest way to do it is to go on our website and fill out the forms, find the Join Us. And fill out the forms online because that goes right to our volunteer coordinator. She sees that right away. And you don't have to fill out any paperwork or anything. You just go on our website at turtlebay.org and go to Join Us and then volunteer.
Wonderful. And Allison, we mentioned during the break, something that you focus mainly on.
Yeah, well, I love to promote everything that Turtle Bay does on our social media accounts, and we always have so many amazing events happening. There's always something new and fun to do, so you can come back again and again throughout the year with our family memberships. We have amazing pollinators happening at Turtle Bay right now, which is this very fun, interactive gameplay exhibition. You can take on the role of a pollinator that are helped out by our wonderful nursery with our pollinator plant species. You can become a bee or a moth or even a bat as a pollinator and try to see if you can score enough points in the game to survive, contribute to your ecosystem, and learn about the struggles that pollinators face.
That is so great.
So much
fun. So I could actually go in there and be Batwoman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is excellent. And it sounds like you both really enjoy, you know, working at Turtle Bay.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it is such a successful place where you can go and take the whole family. And the museum hours, I have 9 to 4 Wednesday through Friday and 10 to 4 on weekends and close Monday and Tuesday. But there's mm-hmm. plenty of time for you to plan on Monday and Tuesday where you want to go, what you want to be seeing, mm-hmm. you know, take the kids.
Yeah.
When my kids were little, I would take them to Turtle Bay all the time. Mm-hmm. It was my go-to place because there was nice. Always something fun to do. They could go, they could color, they could go play in
yeah.
this area, you know, the playground, go mm-hmm. look at the butterflies and go through the butterfly exhibit. And, you know, those, I have some of the fondest memories of going there when my kids are little. And there's all kinds of different things that kids can do, but also not just for the little ones. It's
yeah.
for all the kids, you know,
right.
from, you know, zero up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a teen, yeah, bring them down.
Yeah.
There's plenty of things to see and plenty of things to do and keep them busy as well. Once again, Turtle Bay is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive. And how much are family memberships? Is it?
105.
$105.
Yep.
That is so, for a For a full year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you can go bring them anytime, mm-hmm. you know, when it's open.
Yeah.
But if you want to go see these special events, how much is it?
Well, special events vary depending on the program. Mm-hmm. The Turtle Bay memberships offer a discount for any of these special events that we have. So something like Glowing Wild, if you have a family membership, you'd get a discount on those tickets. And there's also partnerships in the community for local things that you get discounts with your membership as well. So it's really beneficial if you live here and you're constantly doing activities with your kids, especially when it gets super hot and there's nothing to do outside. There's so many good things. Like, you know, I'm looking at, like, on April 20th, there's Nature's Canvas and Artful Exploration, where you can come draw and learn about nature. We were just education department cut out paper dolls for the Arts Second Saturday.
The other week.
There's always something fun to do.
That's great. Okay, stick around. More to come. Once again, a couple of representatives from Turtle Bay, Lisa Endicott and Allison Boyer. And once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR. The time is 7:30.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Attention foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouth-watering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank
the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on assignment today. And I do have a couple of special guests from the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Lisa Endicott and Allison Boyer. Once again, ladies, I'm so happy you are here today. We've been talking about Turtle Bay, what events are happening, pricing, and it's also the week of the young child through April 13th. And First Five Shasta is teaming up with the National Association for the Education of Young Children with a variety of events, including a pop-up story time gathering at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park today. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. April 9th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is a free event. Bring your kids, lower-end elementary school age, you know, kindergarten through third, probably good range. There's a really great story hour. There's activities. There's snacks, giveaways. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Terrific. Yeah. And yesterday you had quite a big viewing and
yes.
lots of people at Turtle Bay for the solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very special event, and it was just a great time for people to take a stroll through Turtle Bay,
yeah.
check out things and a variety of events that are also happening, including now the one that we've been promoting quite a bit has been the evening lights event. And the name of it?
Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild. Where can people get tickets again?
You can go to turtlebay.org for tickets and more information. It's just such a great event. I'm so happy that we have something that is in the summertime, you know, like Garden of Lights, where you can go out and do something fun with the family.
Oh, it's absolutely
yeah.
perfect. And for those who are disabled that would still like to mm-hmm. tour it,
mm-hmm. yeah.
is there something that can assist?
Well, it's all flat and paved. It's, flat and throughout our gardens, so it's accessible.
It is, mm-hmm. and wheelchairs are welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, perfect. Now, and Turtle Bay, you guys don't charge for parking over there.
No.
See, that is great. Complimentary parking. That's a bonus. You go to other parks and events, they charge you. They can charge you anywhere from $5 to $20 an hour
mm-hmm.
at some places or nice. For the day. So having it absolutely free is definitely a bonus. And there's restrooms available if you're wondering
yes.
if this is your first time. Service dogs are welcome.
Yes.
And your precious pet is also welcome as long as it's on a leash. Is that
during
correct?
During the day. During the day.
But not yeah. at night.
Not yes. during the show. No.
Okay. Uh-huh. But service dogs are still welcome.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go through that Glowing Wild, you can bring your service dog,
yes.
but your precious pets, the rest of them need to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all kinds of unusual animals these
right.
days. So if you go flying, you never know what you're going to run into. Someone had like a mini pony on one
wow.
of the airlines. It's my, you know, their comfort pet. I'm like, whatever floats your boat as long as you're not next to me, which is, or your peacock. This is my, you know,
oh my
so.
Goodness.
But yeah, peacocks definitely have been seen in the area I grew up.
Mm.
And they were in the gully across, and I grew up here. So for your safety, once again, they want you to leave your pets at home if you're going through the Glowing Wild. Once again, Lisa Endicott, the horticulture education and nursery manager, and
mm-hmm.
you have classes going
we
on in Turtle
do.
Bay. Can you tell me about those classes?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that you even offer classes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Up until just 2 weeks ago, we were all crammed into a portable with our office, our students, our presenters, everything. And now we have this really fantastic 1,500-foot building that we have a classroom for 56 people, and it's just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We have stamped concrete floors. We can get as dirty as we want to, which is a big change. But we have classes Not necessarily every weekend, but we do have programs every weekend. So the next one that's coming up is this Saturday, and that's shrubs and perennial pruning, and that's from 10 to noon at the Environmental Resource Building, which is inside the nursery. So if you just look up 1100 Arboretum Drive, you'll get there.
So my sewing scissors on my rose is probably not a good thing.
Not for your sewing scissors. Yeah, not for your sewing scissors. And it probably munches the stem a bit. It probably squishes it a bit, which is not necessarily good.
So you can go and learn how to prune a tree, because I admit it, I prune back way too much, not knowing killed plant.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it's become so overgrown, I can't manage it anymore.
Yeah.
So that, you know, those are the type of things on how to manage it. And,
right.
Mm-hmm. And those are excellent classes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they Oh, I'm sorry, Allison. They really are. And the next one after that is tree pruning. So we have this one coming up is on the 13th is shrub and perennial pruning. And on the 4th of next month is tree pruning. Mm-hmm. And we have an arborist who's going to come and teach that class for us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are there any other special events happening at Turtle Bay that we should be talking about down the road?
Always. Okay. Well, with our gardens and our exhibition that's going on, Amazing Pollinators, perfect segue into May 4th is the opening of our Butterfly House, which is always a favorite in
that's
the community.
My favorite.
Yes.
I love the Butterfly House. Mm-hmm. Such great memories. And to get my kids to hold still, that's the only thing when they were little, was to go, you've got to hold perfectly still. And it was hilarious, but also so much fun because you can really learn about, you know, butterflies and how important they are. And it's just beautiful. It's soothing. It, you know, just, it's terrific. And the kids, it is magical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Turtle Bay is. It's, it literally reminds me of like our own Disneyland in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And it has that same vibe when you go through there during the day and at night. Now with the new show, Glowing Wild.
Yeah.
And you guys are open also on some holidays, including, what, Independence Day, Labor Day, Veterans Day, free admission for Veterans Day. And what about Mom? Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, it's such a popular day in the gardens. I see groups of moms in the front, and there are sometimes grown kids behind them because this is what Mom wants for Mother's Day. I see that, and I've taken pictures of, you know, not their faces because I don't have permission, but just of these groups going through the gardens on Mother's Day. And you can tell that's what Mom wanted to do. And so the buying plants or giving your mom a gift certificate to the nursery is also really popular too.
I love that. Yeah. And I'm a mom. And so, I hope they're listening right now, kids, because it's time to do a little shopping.
Yes.
And they're not very expensive either.
No.
You know, if you're looking for a great price on plants, and you stop by Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
And what time is it open where they can go buy plants again?
9 to 1, Wednesday through Saturday.
Okay, 9 to 1. So don't forget, write it down. It'll make Mom happy. And what is it, a happy wife, a happy life kind of a thing?
That's
a happy
right.
Mom? I don't know if there's a little jingle that goes on. Along with it, too. And you have, are there special group rates?
For?
Well, I understand that there might be special group rates, and you can always call Turtle Bay to find out more.
Oh, for the show? Definitely, I think there are. For Glowing Wild, I know there were.
Well, I was thinking just the discounts that you can get being a member.
Oh,
there are there are member discounts for things like the plant sale, special events like Glowing Wild, and then any other things too, like animal behind the scenes experiences. You also get discounts on that if you're a member.
You animal behind the scenes?
Yes.
How does that work?
Yeah, so you can meet Timber the Beaver. It was National Beaver Day, I believe, on Sunday. So I'm sure everyone was celebrating.
How did you know it was National Beaver Day?
It's just in the job. You gotta know these things. It's also, we have a possum, an opossum named Gucci. She's very sweet. So you get to meet them, learn with the animal team facts about them, ask them any questions that you would like, and they're really great ambassadors for the species.
And you have animal shows that people can go to. And when are the animal shows? Because, you know, my grandkids would love that.
They're starting May 1st. It's so much fun. The animal team works year-round to train our animals and make sure that they know what they're doing, that they're comfortable, they're not stressed, and so that everyone can enjoy it.
And what other animals are there for the animal show?
They have a black vulture, which is beautiful. He is so cool. There is a raven named Curie. She's so smart. There's also a really amazing crested caracara. We have our possum. We have the porcupine. We have a raccoon, Mischief, one of my personal favorites because he's just so cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
They are. Yeah. They are very cute. Okay. Well, we're going to talk more coming up, and they do have discount days for kids. So we'll mention that also on the way. Once again, this is Sue McClain with our special guest from Turtle Bay, Lisa Endicott, and Allison Boyer. So stick around on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline.
Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is the Sue McClain News Hour, which is the hour before this. I'm sorry, I'm filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Sorry. It's kind of like muscle memory. It's something I do every day, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm doing right now. Once again, filling in for Carl and Linda. Thank you, Kevin Elo, for your message this morning. I appreciate that. Thanks for having a great show. So, and I'm very happy to have our guests today, which include Lisa Endicott and Allison Boyer from Turtle Bay. We've been talking about Turtle Bay all morning. Don't forget, Turtle Bay is more than just a place to get away. They have a delicious restaurant. The Mosaic Restaurant is also available. They've got an incredible nursery, and you have house plants. I thought the plants you had were only for, like, outside in your garden.
We want to get everybody into gardening, and I say it, and I don't know how this sounds, but houseplants are a gateway drug into gardening. You have a few houseplants, and you realize how much you love these creatures in your life, and you want more, and you want more. The foliage and texture, especially of these Mediterranean climate plants, is amazing. If you look around, it's not just about
Sorry, the microphone's getting away.
It's running up to the ceiling. It's not just about the flowers. It's about the foliage color and texture. And, like, think about an agave. Great, big, beautiful architectural plants. So there are so many different kinds of plants that we grow that are really special and really easy to take care of. Low maintenance.
I mean plants that are, like, no maintenance.
Yes.
But I do talk to them. And, yeah, and when I talk to them, they thrive. So there's something to that. Mm-hmm. I don't.
You know what I think is too is that you're paying attention to them, so you can see how they're doing while you're talking to them.
I just have to remember to water them. It's like, oh, so I need to get those really good plants. They don't need a lot of water, but I'll comfort them. Mm-hmm. I'll talk at them all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
Or sing.
Yeah.
Ask my husband. He's like, anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes people love their plants to death, and by that I mean they water them to death. So that's the hardest thing with low water plants is just holding back the water, holding back that love, tough love. But I wanted to point out right now during the spring plant sale, we have lots of veggies and herbs also for those spring veggie gardens. So you can see our inventory on our website at turtlebaynursery.org. You just click on the button that says inventory, and up comes our whole inventory list. And it includes tomatoes and basils and all of the different vegetables that we have going into and herbs. So it's really easy to scroll through that. A lot of times people will print that out and just bring it with them.
That's a great idea. And we also talked about something else, special rates. Mm-hmm. Now, the special rates are for, like, bigger groups, and they include...
So if you have, like, a field trip group that wants to come out to Turtle Bay to learn about the animals, see the exhibit that we have on at the moment, contact our main Turtle Bay number on the website and inquire about group rates through there.
I've got one number, 530-242-3108. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're interested in that, and there's a discount day for kids. It's the first Thursday of every month, $5 for kids and $10 for adults.
Mm-hmm. And while we're talking about ticketing prices, I would love to circle back to Glowing Wild.
Glowing Wild,
yes. So adults for 16 years and older is $20 a person. Children ages 4 through 15 is $15, and then 3 and under is free.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Absolutely fabulous.
For our members also, members only for adults starts at $15. So that's a discount we discussed earlier, where you get a little bit off if you're a Turtle Bay member, which is amazing. Children 4 through 15 are $10, and then same for 3 and under is nothing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And we talked a little bit earlier about the amenities that you have as well, complimentary parking, so mm-hmm. it's free. It's accessible if you're disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Restrooms are available throughout the park, and this includes Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, Botanical Gardens, the Museum Store, and Coffee Bar. Mm-hmm. They have a coffee bar there as well. First aid in case of an emergency. Service dogs are welcome. But there's an exception when it comes to animals. Can you tell us what that exception is? Because, mm-hmm. you know, they're welcome through the Arboretum.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Through the Arboretum and Botanical Gardens.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. But there's an exception.
Sure. In the Turtle Bay Museum and Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, there are no pets. Service animals are, of course, an exception and welcome. But in our Paul Bunyan Forest Camp, we do have our wonderful animal ambassadors that we like to keep as stress-free as possible. And unfortunately, I mean, I know my dog would get way too excited at seeing a amazingly cute raccoon. And I would love that raccoon to be peaceful and happy and not stressed out by my dog.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. And we talked just a few minutes ago, there's a bird that you have that can tell colors.
Yeah. Our Caracara is amazingly intelligent. There's a part of our animal show where they throw a couple blocks, and she's able to pick out the purple block out of all of the other colors.
That is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. And you also have a couple of water features for the kids. One,
mm-hmm.
they can actually kind of play in.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. I'm an adult, and I was with the kids at the time. I didn't just walk over and start playing in it. But they can go over there and play in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all kinds of things that you can touch and mm-hmm. feel.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And that, I think that the interaction
yeah.
that you can have is so important
mm-hmm.
With that. Can you tell us about those type of things that you can encounter?
Yeah. Well, we have that, especially right now in the pollinators exhibit. There's mini games to play through the entire exhibit that are all hands-on, and then a whole side room of like kind of parlor games to play. So like there's like Moncala that's pollinator-themed. There's throwing bean bags into different scored like boards you know, that you can win. There's Connect 8 instead of Connect 4, kind of fun. But outdoors in the Paul Bunyan camp, there's also like sand excavation features where they can like play around in the sand. There's the zip line is always really popular over there.
Really
yeah.
popular. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that. And you also have, in case you lost anything, my kids, they were pretty good, you know, about grabbing their jackets mm-hmm. or their coats or whatever. But they do have, you have a lost and found.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lost anything there, go check with them. You can talk to the admissions desk
yes.
right as you walk into the Turtle Bay Museum. And take a stroll because you still have the giant fish exhibit
mm-hmm.
at Turtle Bay that mm-hmm. my kids absolutely love. And if you haven't seen it yet, or mm-hmm. you're bringing family, friends in from out of town,
mm-hmm.
check it out because you can walk through it. It's like a mini cavern,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you've got just a big fish in the tank. And a lot of people don't even know it's there.
Yeah.
But, you know, because you can, you know, accidentally walk through because there's so much to see,
mm-hmm.
and the kids can go in this little half bubble and be feel like they're inside
right.
this
yeah.
aquarium.
Yeah.
And
Timber's there, our beaver,
yeah.
and Tootleby the duck, which is, she's so cute.
You have a duck?
Yeah, she's in there with Timber. She swims around. yeah, and the fish are always so much fun to see. We just released our Chinook salmon a little bit ago to the Sacramento River because they got big enough. And, yeah, we wish them well on their journey out to the ocean.
That, to me, I think that is, that's what makes it so great. This is in our own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So take time. Go check it out. The weather is beautiful this week. There's really no reason why you should miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And
gorgeous.
We have that Glowing Wild exhibit that is open. And what days is it open during the week?
Wednesday through Sunday.
Wednesday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at what time?
6.
So if you want to get there, you want to get your tickets. Are tickets available there, or do you have to buy them ahead of time?
I'm so sorry. I don't know that one.
Okay.
No, tickets, you can buy tickets there.
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, I want to go, and then they're there,
yeah.
you know, at sunset,
mm-hmm.
and then they see everybody, you know, the light, it lights up and it's absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it still looks absolutely amazing throughout the day as well. Once again, thank you for joining me. Once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Lisa Endicott from Turtle Bay. She's the Horticulture Education and Nursery Manager. Allison Boyer, Marketing Coordinator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, ladies, you've been fabulous. I've learned so much about Turtle Bay, and you can too. Once again, they have a big sale that's going on. You don't want to miss it. They've got indoor and outdoor plants. They've got a huge garden to stroll through, enjoy the arboretum, and bring the kids in. And when is the butterfly exhibit opening?
May 4th.
May 4th. Mm-hmm. Okay, folks. One of my favorites. I'm sure it's going to be one of your favorites, too. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much.
And stay tuned. More just around the corner on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the aftermath of the toxic train derailments in East Palestine, Ohio, Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit.
The agreement is related to a fiery train derailment in February 2023 in eastern Ohio. The company says the settlement, if approved by the court, will resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. For those residents who chose to participate, the settlement will cover personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment.
Correspondent Jeremy House. In court this morning for sentencing, the parents of Michigan high school gunman Ethan Crumley. James and Jennifer Crumley have been convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Ethan Crumley fatally shot four students at Oxford High School. Prosecutors seeking 10 years in prison for the couple say the parents failed to take action that could have prevented the tragedy. One prosecutor terms it a case of gross negligence. Crunch time this week for House Speaker Johnson as he decides if and how funnel more money to Ukraine.
Johnson has promised lawmakers will take up Ukraine aid first thing this week as they return from their Easter recess. The White House asking for some $92 billion in aid, the lion's share for Ukraine, and money also for Israel and defense of U.S. interests in the Indo-Pacific. But some conservative Republicans, most notably Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, opposed tens of billions of dollars in new aid for Ukraine, while little has been done to secure the U.S. southern border. Bob Agnew reporting.
A New York appeals court judge turning down former President Trump's request to delay next week's start of the so-called hush money trial. The Trump team also failed to get a change of venue for the trial in Democrat-dominated Manhattan. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 258 points. The Nasdaq off 71. The S&P is down 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron is expected to urge American lawmakers to approve a new Ukraine aid package as he visits Washington this week. He'll also be meeting with former President Trump.
British officials have said it's standard practice for members of the government to meet opposition figures in an election year. But the meeting won't have been an easy one. Not only is Donald Trump opposed to sending money to Ukraine, but Lord Cameron has also recently criticized the former president's words on NATO and previously referred to Mr. Trump as divisive, stupid, and wrong. In Washington, he'll be preaching to the converted when he speaks to the Biden administration on Ukraine, but persuading Republicans in Congress will be harder.
That's the BBC's Gary O'Donohue. A top Chinese leader will lead a delegation to North Korea this week. The chairman of the National People's Congress, considered the number three official in China's ruling Communist Party. News and analysis, townhall.com. One college sports governing body issues a ruling on transgenderism.
The NAIA has announced a plan that all but bans transgender athletes from competing in women's sports in its 241 mostly small colleges across the country. The circuit's 20-member council of presidents unanimously approved the measure, which calls for exclusion of athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth is female and have begun hormone therapy. The NAIA rule applies to all sports except competitive cheer and competitive dance, which are open to all students. At least 24 states have laws barring transgender women and girls from competing in certain women's or girls' sports. I'm Dave Ferry.
The UConn Huskies are men's NCAA college basketball champs once again, defeating Purdue 75-60 in last night's title game in Glendale, Arizona. The first repeat champion since Florida, and that was back in 2007. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we've got a full show for you today. Yes, Peter Pan, O2 staffing, and more.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Lindebach.
Six kids out there, so... Did you count them all?
No, too many.
Ben? Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, today, 2nd of April, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, carrying compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. So, glad you're back. Got your driver's license?
Yes, sir.
And you're driving around a 15-passenger van?
Indeed. Indeed.
Your dad doesn't let you drive the Mercedes or the Rolls?
Nope. No Kia or Toyota Highlander, just the massive GMC. Just the massive GMC.
Well, you know what? That's good, though. See, in the old days when I was your age, I'd fill that thing up with friends. We'd go to the drive-in.
That's the plan. We're going to go to the coast.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Well, that's July. About the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, after you practiced a few hours. Good on you, buddy. Any special day today?
Let's go see. I had something interesting happen to me this morning.
Oh, okay.
I was looking for my phone before I left. I couldn't find it. So I was like, hey, Siri. And my cat was speaking to me. And then the cat had lied down on top of my phone. It was rather interesting. Oh, Siri's speaking. Okay, it is National Dye Day.
Dye. You mean like D-Y-E?
Mm-hmm.
And
ferret.
Ferret Appreciation Day?
Reconciliation. There's three very interesting ones.
Wait a minute. Ferret?
Yeah, ferret, the animal.
You know, ferrets are illegal to have in California as pets, right?
Really? I did not know.
Yeah, look that up. But yet you can buy ferret food everywhere.
That is interesting.
I think it's because they were afraid that a different ferret would come in and wipe out the native ferret. Anyway, hey, let's talk weather. 48 degrees out there currently. And it looks like today, sunny with high around 76. And tomorrow, starting to cloud up with a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. So enjoy today, my friends. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers. It's going to be, mid-50s. Oh, it looks like this with a slight chance of rain both, Thursday night and Friday. And then it's going to clear up Friday night. And it's going to be cloudy on Saturday, but it doesn't say anything about rain. But then Saturday night, some rains. But, it looks like Monday is going to be clear again. So, off and on this week. Enjoy today. Next Monday is going to be nice. That's good. And the weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family. They've been doing this for about 25 years, and they have been providing just outstanding service to their customers. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane. They will get that propane to you. And they've got small trucks and big trucks. Make sure it all works. You reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, right now, you ready? Okay, we're giving away that American flag on Friday. So call in at 530-605-4567-6665 and any of those numbers, and sign up for it. Hop onto our Facebook page at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. If you find my Facebook page, Carl Bott, and throw your name in there too. You know what? I'll even look on that one to sign you up. And we've got, you know, enter as many times as you want. However, here's the rule. If you've already won the flag, you don't get another flag. This is for another one. And this all comes from the Flag Center. Great guys, Roland and his beautiful wife. They're doing this. Now, here's the other part. You got that flag. It's made in America, and it lasts a long time. It's got great colors and all those things. If you want to talk about a flagpole, Flag Center's got flagpoles. And I got a great one in front of my house. Lights on it and everything. Yay! So, there you go. Now, the other thing is, and that we'll draw that at 8:15 on Friday morning. So be prepared. All right. Fast food. I almost hesitate to say this because I have Ben working for me, but the fast food wages went up to $20 an hour, Monday. So what kind of impact? So who falls into that? And those are, usually they're like chains. If you've got more than 60 restaurants, you fall into that. Or fast food operations, because I talked to Black Bear Diner, and they don't fall into that because they're not considered a fast food chain. They're considered a restaurant group. And then, of course, the Panera Bread caper, where they got excused from this, and people might have thought it was because, gee, the owner of Panera Bread is the one that gives millions of dollars to Gavin Newsom. So they got carved out somehow. Yeah, you know, if it just wasn't so obvious, Gavin, I mean, you know, French Laundry, Panera Bread, I mean, if you're going to do nefarious things, at least be smart enough to, you know, find a way that we don't find out about it. Anyway, more than 500,000 fast food workers are getting a raise. They got a raise yesterday. Now, impact on this. You know, Newsom said, well, this is a big deal. That's 80% of the workforce. And, yeah, it is a big deal, Gavin. I mean, for somebody that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and all that. But if you're a small business and you don't have 60, you don't have 60 restaurants in your chain, fast food in your chain, and they'll say, well, how does that affect you? Well, it affects you that people will leave to go work for $20 an hour. It increases the cost of operations. In some cases, you know, it could be a 25% jump for labor. So what's the impact on this? Well, prices are going to go up right away. Chipotle and McDonald's are raising their prices. What are things you're going to start seeing? When they started, you know, floating that this years ago, Carl's Jr., if I remember right, went to start looking at kiosk. And that's what you're seeing at a lot of these restaurants are kiosks. And why are kiosks there? If they want you to order there so they can cut loose some workers. Hours will change on some restaurants. Like I said, of course, the prices are going up. So yes, this is going to have a big impact. You know, and the thing is it's still not, quote, a living wage. that they want to talk to you. A living wage in California is, I don't know, it's close to 100,000, I think, last time I looked. But here, the, it's here. It's going to happen. So stand by. You're going to get higher prices. You're going to see, people being laid off from work, unfortunately, because they can't afford it. They can't afford to keep everybody going. So. All right. When we come back, we've got Stellar Charter School, and I've got like 20 kids out there because they're going to be doing Peter Pan or something. I did not expect to have this when they came in. So I can't wait to get 20 youngsters into the studio here right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State in the poll. And they are. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area. They're the only full-service jewelry store in the area. They've got a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, and Rebecca and Henry are just really good people. Integrity and great customer service. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Get ready for a full-throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free t-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Rain
remainder of the time they're doing homeschool work.
Homeschool. So, they do homeschool, and then so it's a hybrid type thing, like you just said.
Yeah.
So they come in this way they can socialize with each other like puppies. And
they're adorable like puppies. They are.
I thought two of them were actually related, but they played twins. So
yeah.
That was a good casting. Good casting.
Thank
we're going to meet the whole cast here. What about you? I didn't hear him.
They are actually related. So we do have
siblings.
We have some kids that look like they're siblings, but they're not. So we have 30 kids in this cast. This is actually half of our cast that you're seeing right now. This is not the full cast. I know it feels like the full cast, but...
Okay, so tell us more about the school here. How many students do you have?
We have just over 200 students.
Wow.
And we're TK through 12th grade,
uh-huh.
And we've been working since 1999, and so it's just a really wonderful school. A lot of family involvement. The students do a lot of learning at home, but we have a lot of electives, and this is one of the electives.
Okay.
Doing musical
now,
theater.
Now, your teachers there, I mean, they're working, so you've got pre-kindergarten, is that what you said?
Yeah.
All the way through high school.
Right.
So you've got obviously a variety of teachers.
Yeah.
Now, do the teachers help with the homeschooling in the sense of helping with the lesson plans or those kind of things? Or do they come from someplace else?
Yes. We have a curriculum and we all carry a caseload and we help. We have families that we help on our caseload. But all the teachers at Stellar also have a lot of different electives that they're interested in. And so we bring our own personal passions to the school so that we can create all these electives that students like to enjoy. And obviously my passion is music and drama. And so I do musical theater. So
cool. You know what? This is great. Okay, let's talk to Chloe.
Yeah.
Come here, Chloe. Hop in there. Get in tight. Okay, Chloe, who are you? And I know you're the choreographer, but who are you?
I who am I in real life?
Yeah, who are you in real life? Yeah, like, pretend you're a person.
Okay. my name is Chloe Wilder, and I'm 18, and I'm a senior in high school, and I've been going to Stellar since I was in 7th grade.
Okay.
And I've been dancing for 3 years at Dreamweaver Dance Theater,
uh-huh.
And I love dancing and help, like, teaching dance and creating choreography, and I love musical theater, too, but dance is really my passion.
Okay, and what do you like about Stellar?
I love Stellar because it gives me a lot of cool opportunities that I wouldn't have in a regular public school, because it gives me time to be able to do dance and choreography outside of school when I would have had to be in a classroom. So on Tuesdays and Fridays, I get to do private lessons with my dance teacher during the daytime. At a public school, I would have had to be in school.
Right. Now, are you planning on going off to college or what?
So next year I am taking a gap year.
Uh-huh.
And then the year after that, I'm hoping to study dance and hopefully do some more choreography projects. And
okay.
Yeah.
Is that a higher institution or just something just for dancing and stuff?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm still looking at my different options, but I definitely want to do something with dance. And in the future, I want to also do something with occupational therapy.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. All right. Maureen, yeah? Get you back in here. Now, you're on the faculty, obviously.
I'm a teacher. Yes, I'm
okay.
A staff member. Yes.
And so they've been around since when?
1999. I started in 2008, but
okay.
Stellar's been around since 1999.
Now, do your students take? I mean, how many of them go on to college? Would you say, or you know, I mean, not that that's any indicator that they're going to be successes in life, but I'm just wondering how many go off after this?
I don't know the statistic, but I know we have lots of students that go on to other colleges in California and other colleges in the United States. But they also, we have career paths that students can go through, like welding and firefighting, and they can take classes through Shasta College, so they don't necessarily have to do just classes at Stellar.
No, I'm technical skills.
Yeah.
You know, they come out of there with making a living wage and don't have a lot of school debt riding on them. So
exactly.
I'm a big proponent of skills because we don't have enough of them, first of all.
Right.
And they do make good money
right.
at it. So, okay, well, good. Now, tell me about this musical.
So this is Peter Pan Jr. We're very excited.
You look like trouble. So do you. You look like trouble, too. So I'm watching you, too.
Okay. He is trouble.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. An encore presentation of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda, our earlier guest. I wanted to wait it out, see if they were going to make it. Apparently, it didn't happen, so we thought, okay, you know what? We're going to play a little bit of their show. And I was able to contact the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, spoke with Mike Johnson. He is on his way to the Shasta County Supervisor's board meeting this morning that starts at 9, and he's like, hey, I'm cutting it close. But I was able to get Tim Mapes. Now, Tim, you have made a name for yourself throughout town.
Is that good?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Number one, welcome. Thank you for hopping in at the last minute. I really appreciate you so much. Once again, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda. And Tim, you have been pretty much in the limelight for many, many years, and now you're with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And what is your title there?
I am the Public Information Officer for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, so that is my title. Actually, for the county, as Community Education Specialist in the law enforcement realm, it's typically known as a Public Information Officer, or PIO.
That is fantastic. You're perfect for that position because I remember you were on Channel 7 for a long time.
Yeah.
And you were a wonderful sports guy.
No, I was not. I was news.
You were news. Oh, my mistake. Oh, sorry.
No problem.
No, for whatever reason, I associate you with sports, and I apologize for that.
A lot of people do think that, but it
yeah,
has
you
been
were.
A while.
When I mean, you know what you did.
The last time I was here talking to Carl and Linda, you know, I explained I've been with the county now 13 years. That was 13 years ago that I left Channel 7. So
you know what? Time goes by so quickly. And you haven't aged a day. And, you know, I'm so glad that you're here and on such short notice. And sorry about that, because you were very good. I just remember you on, anyway, Channel 7.
Hey, as an old baseball player, it's called being a pinch hitter. You know, you never know when your time's coming up, so you better be ready. So,
exactly. Well, I brought Tim in to talk about a recent event. This involves a pack of dogs and a deceased pet that had happened. Now, can you tell us what happened and what the Shasta County Sheriff's Office is doing at this time? I mentioned earlier, you know, during my show, my news hour, you know, about this pack of dogs that's roaming. And tell us more, because a lot of people may or may not have heard about what is happening in town area.
Yeah, it's the Shingletown area. More specifically, it's the Lake Macomber area of Shingletown. And this is very much an ongoing event that's happening because, you know, we have folks from the sheriff's office addressing this and working diligently on, you never quite know what you're going to get. So, you know, you wake up Friday and you're working on something else, and then, you know, you start, you know, get media inquiries or something, and you have to educate yourself very quickly as to what's going on. So, basically, I mean, at the end of last month, apparently there is a group of a pack of dogs, that are up there that, belong and are associated to a certain owner and a certain parcel, but they are able to escape this property regularly, and the people up there say this has happened for quite some time, and we have gone up there, and this owner has been cited before, more recently and then in the past as well, and when dogs are straying or animals are straying, that is a misdemeanor if it is witnessed by a law enforcement officer.
So you have to witness it?
Yes, that was one thing that I learned as well. And like I told you about the education aspect of it, when it's a misdemeanor or an infraction, a law enforcement official has to witness it. So we get calls, and you know, the good and the bad of living in a rural area is, you know, a lot of folks, you live in that area because you love the rural aspect of it, and you're out of town and that type of thing. But you know, it can take a few minutes at the least for a deputy to get up there, or an animal regulation officer. And oftentimes, you know, we'll get calls that, you know, they're roaming. Sometimes we have been able to get up there and you witness it, and the owner is able to be sighted, and that has been done. Other times you're unable to locate the animals once you get up there.
Right. So now there's a pack of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are dogs that are what? They're not house dogs anymore. Like they're kind of wild. Are they wild dogs?
Well, yes and no. I mean, apparently they've been raised by this dog owner, and apparently they are wolf, Malamute and Husky hybrids. So these are very big dogs,
and they would be scary. I mean, if you thought you're being pursued by wolves, mm-hmm. and there's six, that's mm-hmm. a pack.
Yeah, initially there were seven. And that was one of the citations that the owner was cited for of a voluntarily turned over. So, you know, that was the violation there. But, at the end of March, so last month, there, you know, unfortunately, these pack of dogs that were going around ended up, unfortunately killing another house pet or another animal on somebody else's property or near the property up in that area, you know, unfortunately. And, you know, obviously everybody loves their pets like their family members. And, you know, our hearts go out to the folks that lost a pet in that way. That is not something that is easy to happen or deal with. And we are very sorry for that. Basically, we have been, that ramps things up a tad bit. You know, people start calling and saying, you know, hey, something needs to be done. And we have, you know, since that time gone out there, we have animal regulation officers that have put up some traps trying to get these dogs. They're very hard to catch. Like when you get up there, if they were roaming free and we see them, they're fast, they're big, and, you're not exactly going to catch up to them very quickly.
Right, right. So is there a way, instead of, you know, you don't shoot at them with live mm-hmm. rounds, but actually to, you know, so they can like fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You have something like that?
Tranquilizers.
I couldn't think of it. I'm sorry.
I did ask about that. And, uh-huh. and unfortunately, the sheriff's office does not have
animal tranquilizers.
Yeah, they do not have that capability, so we are not able to do that. We are trying to trap them. Unfortunately, again, I mean, like I said, talk about an education in a matter of a couple days. You know, you think trapping animals, how hard could it be? You know, people do it all the time. But apparently, you know, when you're trying to trap an animal, it's food motivated to get them to go inside these traps.
Mm-hmm.
These animals are actually well taken care of. They actually return back to the, and they're being taken care of by the letter of the law. Once those animals are back on this person's property, no laws are being violated. So you can't just go up and seize these animals immediately, despite what happened, you know, a couple weeks ago with this pet being killed, unfortunately. And that's a horrible thing. But another thing that I learned, when that happened, there has to be two attacks within a 36-month period for those dogs to potentially be deemed dangerous. And so if there were two attacks within a 36-month period that were reported, then there would be a hearing, a formal hearing to potentially declare these dogs potentially dangerous. And even then I learned, if they are deemed potentially dangerous, those dogs still could reside on the property of this person as long as they were confined and kept there. It's not like just a given that they would be deemed potentially dangerous and then they're done with.
Okay, so.
But that's either here nor there, because we're not right at that point yet. But we're trying to do everything we can legally, and that's what we've been telling the public. You know, it's very frustrating. It's frustrating for us. We want nothing more than to wrap things up very quickly. But you have to do it within the confines of the law and do it right.
Right. So basically, you've got this pack of dogs
mm-hmm.
that goes home and eats and then leaves, mm-hmm. gets through whatever type of fence they have. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's not effective.
Mm-hmm.
So could you fine the property owner for not having a fence where they can actually, but you're talking about a large amount of property, like there's no way. that they could be held liable for not having a decent fence installed to prevent their animals from getting out attacking other animals. Mm-hmm. Or so you've got to wait for the next attack.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's a kid?
Mm-hmm.
That's my fear, is that it's not just going to be another animal. They're going to prey upon senior, disabled, who's just living their best lives, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden here comes this pack, and they're going, well, wait a minute. And I'm sure, you know, you've told dogs, not saying they're vicious animals, because this is the first incident, right, with mm-hmm. this pack?
Yes, that was reported, yes.
But why? It's just tragic that we have to wait for another incident to occur before we go, yeah, mm-hmm. oh, we're doing what we can within the confines mm-hmm. of the law. But then you look at how many animal attacks, how many dog attacks mm-hmm. through you know, every year that are fatal.
And we are, and that's the thing, is that we want the public to know we're not waiting. That's why we have, you know, we have deputies doing extra patrols in the hopes that, you know, we can see these dogs out, somehow catch them when they are off the property. We are working with other allied agencies, state agencies as well, to try to figure out different avenues to make this go quicker and to bring it to a resolution. Absolutely, we wouldn't want another incident to happen, whether it be, you know, an animal or a human. That is the absolute number one thing we don't want to have happen. We also have been telling folks up there that, you know, we try to tell them, you have the legal right to protect your pets, livestock, property. If these animals are straying and they are on your property and you're in fear, you can do something about it. And we've told people that. It's obviously nobody wants to see any animals hurt in any way, shape, or form. But within the confines of the law, if something happens and you have to protect your property and you feel you're in danger, you can do that. We have warned folks, you know, at this point, it is frustrating, but at this point, be very vigilant while you're out doing your activities. If, you know, while these dogs are still roaming when they roam. And we try to point that out. We had the two numbers, I can give you. I can put them down. I don't know if people sit around with a pen or
okay,
pencil.
Okay, hang on to that thought. Once again, this is Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are out on location today. And I have a special guest, Tim Mapes from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We're going to be talking more about this pack of dogs that's been roaming in Shingletown. And there's a couple of phone numbers you want to write down. So stick around, and thanks for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. The time is 8:36.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first nine players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., they'll be two hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Hey, thanks for joining me. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And Casey Fatch was scheduled this morning. Apparently something came up, and so I'm sure we will welcome him at a later date. In the meantime, I have the pleasure this morning of interviewing Tim Mapes with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And once again, your official title.
My title is Public Information Officer for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Excellent. This morning we're talking about a pack of dogs mm-hmm. that have been running wild in the Shingletown area. And we've been talking about, you know, the events that have happened lately. Apparently, house pet was attacked and is now deceased. They're trying to turn the tables on this pack of animals and trying to capture them if they can within the confines of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a phone number or phone numbers that people can call?
There is. And like I said, these are some of the proactive things that we have said the public can do. You know, obviously at this point, while this is still an ongoing thing, everybody in that area, the Lake Macomber area, but, you know, these are roaming dogs. So at some point, that's another thing that it was kind of funny. You learn things in this job, you know, and I consider myself a public information, you know, expert somewhat. I've been doing this for a while, the news for 10 years and then working for the county for 13. And, you know, the initial press release, you know, there's a thought process. Sometimes you don't put an exact area, especially on something like this, because this is a roaming group of dogs. So you want people in a general area to be vigilant and aware of this. And then since then, you know, we put a little bit more of a general area, but, or a specific area, which is the Lake Macomber area. But then also telling people in that area as a whole to be vigilant. And when you're out for a walk and if your pets are out, you know, just be careful while we address this. But, what the public can do to help us out is, as we've said, when you see these dogs roaming, you can call a couple numbers. There's animal regulation that can be called at area code 530-245-6065. Or you can also call the non-emergency dispatch line, which is 530-245-6540. And that's if you were to see these dogs roaming or you see them doing something else. That allows us to have a response, have a deputy or an animal regulation officer head up there. If these animals are roaming and we see it again, that's another citation for this owner. And all of these things can build to finally get something to happen. As you said, the confines of the law, it is very frustrating. It can be frustrating for us, and we understand it's frustrating for the public, and you know, we definitely feel for them on that.
Right, and it isn't like these dogs are out hunting. They're not hunting for pets or humans. They're roaming.
Mm-hmm.
And so please contact the authorities. Hopefully we'll be able to get something done and have them in one way or another have this situation resolved. Because, you know, I love, you know, dogs, but you just want to be careful because we're just trying to play it safe.
Mm-hmm.
The community has been notified. And if you have any questions, please contact the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. They would, you know, do what they can, especially if you see this pack of dogs roaming. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a dog expert, but Ben, you've had a situation with it. I have had a couple of situations with a dog. And Ben, what happened to you recently?
So, as many of the listeners know, as many of the listeners know, I scooter often, mm-hmm. and I was scootering down Union School Road. And this dog started chasing me, and it got really close, and I wasn't sure what I was going to do if it got me, because I would hit the ground at like 18 miles per hour. And it was almost like a scene out of a movie, because behind the dog is this car chasing the dog, you know, swerving around the road. And, I mean, at the time, I probably would have called 911, but a little bit afterwards, I ended up crashing anyway.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
but
that,
But I'm
Ben.
Glad you're okay in here, though.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So that's our producer, Ben. Now, so he was chased by a dog. Is there something you can do if you are approached by a dog or even a pack of dogs? Because I can tell you from my personal experience, I was about 10 playing basketball in the backyard. You know, I hit the rim. It bounced over into an easement between our property and our neighbor's property mm-hmm. where we put our wood. And so I went back to grab the basketball, and their Great Dane literally broke through the fence and grabbed me like a lion and shook me like a rag doll. And I was thinking at the time, I just am lucky. I'm on a, you know, pile of wood, and I grabbed a branch, and I was able to save myself.
Mm-hmm.
And but that was just, you know, it's a survival instinct. But there's people that, you know, can get approached by these animals. What is there something they should do?
Well, like you said, I'm not a dog expert, but these things happen, and this is where, as the general public, this is the perfect time when you hear something like that and you say, what would I do if this happened?
Mm-hmm.
So a big thing that you can do, like we just did here in the commercial break, we're like, let's look it up and see what some of the things that, you know, they say that you can do, and show the dogs that you're calm, don't flail about, that type of thing. Don't run away from them. They said the last thing you want to do is run away, and this only triggers the instinct for them to chase you. Avoid behaviors that the dog could see as a challenge. Don't pet or touch the dog trying to befriend it, that type of thing. Try to distract the dog, that type of thing. We actually had, even with this specific case, there have been some people up there that have said, hey, these dogs came on my property and I threw a small branch at them and they ran off.
There you go.
You know, so that's a good thing to hear, that these dogs are responding to that type of thing. So I would think, you know, so maybe try stuff like that, back slowly away from the dog and protect yourself from attack. They say that, there's a few things that you can do if you are being attacked. You know, cover sensitive areas like your head and neck and ball your fists, you know, so that your fingers aren't exposed, the smaller extremities. And we would hope that wouldn't happen. But again, now would be the time when you hear these things like that and you're having this conversation with, you know, your neighbors and your friends and family at home, and you see this story on the news and you go, wow, what would we do? Mm-hmm. Because it is so, when you get into those type of situations, trying to remember what you should do if you're not going to stop, and that's one thing they're saying, that you don't stop and Google it while you're having a dog chasing you, probably, you know,
exactly.
So,
and by the time, you know, anybody can get there,
mm-hmm.
The incident has probably already occurred.
Yeah, so it's preparation, I think,
to look
that stuff up and see, talk to your kids about what potentially they could do in situations like that, just like you would do when you talk about what people should do in any number of situations, fires and evacuation plans and what your plans are for those type of emergencies. This kind of rolls right into one of those things that you can hopefully prepare for in advance.
Right. And, you know, this also reminds me, we are in an area where you can encounter wildlife. We have bears. We have mountain lions. And yesterday, somebody new to the area thought they saw what was a small mountain lion, and they believe it was a type of a weasel that's very rare to see. So there is wildlife out there, and if you, you know, bear spray, you know, if you are planning on hiking, it doesn't matter what area you're in. It's good to carry, you know, just to be on the safe side. But it's just one of those things you need to think about ahead of time. Anyway, stay tuned. Once again, we've got Tim Mapes from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office here. And coming up next, we're going to talk about Shasta Lake and how absolutely beautiful the weather is. And people are going to want to get out and about and how you can play it safe. So stick around. Once again, this is Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. The time, 8:49.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And it is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. The time, 8:54. I would like to thank Lisa Endicott from Turtle Bay, along with Allison Boyer, who were here earlier to talk about Turtle Bay and the events that were happening. So once again, thank you for coming in, along with Tim Mapes from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We've got a couple minutes left. And Tim, the lake is full and it's beautiful. We've got great weather. And that means lots of people heading out to the lake.
Oh, I have a feeling it's going to be a banner year. Everybody thought last year was great because we'd had so many lean years. I think this one's going to be even better. One of the things that we've seen, I mean, it's so close to the top. Last year, we kind of had an issue at this point in time where there was a lot of debris in the water because the levels had been so low. And you have dead logs and trees and other debris. And then the water came up and all of that was floating. A lot of that was captured last year. This year, it seems, the levels never quite went low, so there's not as much debris, thankfully. So the, hopefully, I mean, you still have to be careful at this time of year because there is some. But as you start getting out there and thinking you're going to go recreating at Lake Shasta and stuff, keep that in mind. But thankfully, it's looking like it's not going to quite be as big of a problem this year, but still obviously take precautions.
Wonderful. And if you're out on the lake, remember, please don't drink and boat. It's against the law to drive a boat. And if you've been drinking and you're under the influence, it's just like driving a car. You can get arrested and taken into custody for that.
And also talking about the, just the water levels or the water temperatures right now for all of our waterways, whether it be rivers, lakes, it's very cold. So, I mean, we can start getting some days where it's, you know, 83 degrees and you're out fishing and you want to take a dip and our waterways are going to be cold. This is the time of year you even see the messaging from the state come out, California Office of Emergency Services warning folks that, you know, the weather may be hot, but the water's very cold and it's very easy to get in to try to cool off. And it's a little colder than you thought it would be. And you can get into trouble really quickly.
Wear a life jacket and be aware. If you don't know how to swim, don't. You know, put your feet in. That's pretty much it. Because Shasta Lake can drop off very, very quickly. Also, if you're underage, it is illegal. If you're 21, it's fine. If you're under 21 and you get caught out at the lake, yeah, they're going to give you a ticket. And worse, if you're under the influence, they'll take you in. So just a couple of things to remember. And once again, you know, the weather is turning around. We can't expect a little bit of rain this weekend. But other than that, you guys have some special events happening.
Yeah, there's always a lot of good stuff going on. And one thing that we have coming up this weekend, speaking of this weekend, and hopefully the weather, even though it's looking like the temperature is going to dip a little bit, Saturday kind of looks like it might be nice. No rain, hopefully. But the Children's Legacy Center, you know, that great community partner, they're having an event this weekend. And it involves the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Anderson PD, the Redding Police Department, I believe it's the District Attorney's Office as well taking part, but it's called Cops and Cones. It's an event, and it's this Saturday from 11 in the morning to 3 p.m., and it's at the Children's Legacy Center, which is right there on Shasta Street in downtown Redding. That's, I think it's 1110 Shasta Street. And there's going to be canine demonstrations, vehicle tours, there's raffles, and obviously, you know, ice cream and the cones. And just a wait for you to bring your kids down and meet some of these great law enforcement officers that that keep us safe daily. And they do great work. I mean, just every single agency up here, can't say enough about them, how we all work together. It's just really cool to see. And they're happy to go out and see the public. The kids get excited to see the canines and the cars and all that stuff. And we look forward to that. So that's this Saturday. What was it? 11 to 3 p.m. Shasta Street at the Children's Legacy Center.
Oh, okay. And there's plenty of parking over there as well.
I would hope so.
Okay. You know, it is the Week of the Young Child through April 13th. And the first five Shasta is teaming up with the National Association for Education of Young Children. So this really, you know, kind of adds to that. And have, what is it called again?
Cops and Cones.
Cops
so ice
and
cream
cones. And, you know, and our local law enforcement is so well loved by our community. I mean, we've got maybe 250 criminals that do the same crimes over and over again. So we really have, you know, our law enforcement is on top of it. They're doing the best they can. And, you know, we are just so supportive. You see it all over. you know, that people wave at our police here. Don't, or law enforcement, sheriff, you know, marshal's office, RPD. And so this is really just a wonderful event. Go out, meet them, because a lot of times when you encounter a law enforcement officer, it's your worst day.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They deal with that every day, those type of things. So you can go out, meet them. They're human. They're real. You know, they have families, too. And this is a great way to go out, meet our local law enforcement, and just thank them for what they do, and also just have a whole lot of fun, too, with the whole family.
Yeah, I like what you said about how, you know, these are the law enforcement officers in our area. These are our friends and neighbors. They really are. Yeah, they are law enforcement officers, but and they have a job to do when they're out there and to do their job. But, you know, you can go places, and it's kind of – it's always even strange to me to walk through the soccer park and take my kids to practice, and I'll look over and go, whoa. There's one of my deputies.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of our folks, you know, and they're out there with their kids as well. And we have a great community and we love the support.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, Tim Mapes from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. This is Sue McLean. Have a terrific day and thanks for listening. Remember, you are treasured.